It's bad enough that people give you rejection letters every now and then, but it's terrible when you're the one who does that to yourself even before you give yourself a chance. Hello, and welcome to the Praise Zero podcast. Honestly, guys, I cannot believe that we are almost nearing the end of January. It's like this has to be the quickest January in the history of Januaries. But anyway, I took some time to reflect and think about 2022. You know, while prepping for 2023, I thought, you know, I have to consider the things I did wrong, the things I did right, what I could have done better, wrap up the lessons learned from 2022, and think about how I can apply them in this coming year. So I laid down some new rules for the year, things that I want to do differently or that I think I should continue doing. And there are three of them that I would like to share with you today. I mean, you can always think of more rules for yourself, but I guess the less the better makes it easier to stick to them. So let's talk about these three tips for a great 2023. The first thing I want to say is just start. Just start. This is the number one thing that I would tell myself, just start. And I'm sure that maybe there's someone listening who loves to overthink, because I love to overthink. I overthink practically everything. And there's so many things you want to start. You're just thinking, oh, I don't have it all together. I need to get this together, that together. And of course, a lot of times when you should spend a good amount of time thinking and planning, but then it gets to a stage where you're just stalling, where you can do something, but you're scared that you don't really have it all figured out yet. So in 2022, I started my podcast at the end of last year. Well, not the end really, but let's just say not the middle exactly. So I started my podcast in 2022, and I also got back to working on my blog, got back to music. And when I started eventually, I just thought, what exactly prevented me from doing this all this time? Every time I wanted to start a podcast, I would always think of some intermediary measure, like, okay, maybe I should do this first for the time being to get myself ready. And part of that was sensible. But for the most part, I just sit and think, I could have done this a long time ago. I've wanted to do it for maybe like, 2 years now, but I just stalled on it. And now that I've started, it's going great. And I'm figuring out the things that I need to do to improve. So the truth is, whether you start today or you start tomorrow, you're still going to need to improve a lot. It's the same for anything that you're going to do in life. You need to actually get going, take action in order to know what's missing. You're never going to sit in one place and have it all figured out and you know, just start and have things go smoothly all the time. So if you're scared of the challenges you're going to face, that might be what's preventing you from starting. But if you're scared of that, let me just tell you, you're going to face challenges whether you start now or later. And sometimes it's like when you store things for far too long, you build up this sort of inertia that makes it even more difficult to work on those things later. So now that you still have a clear picture of what you want and you haven't lost the you know, that initial momentum that comes with great and fresh ideas, it's best to just start, right? And I really love to be around implementers. You talk to someone and they tell you, today, I've got this idea and I think it's going to be great. And the next thing you know, they're working on it already. I'm like, what, already? And they usually do a great job. They fail very often, like far more times than me, for example, who's a very slow implementer. But the thing is, they also succeed way more often because they just do more things, right? So basically, that's a summary of that. I would say you learn far more by doing than you will by waiting to get everything perfect. The next thing that I want to talk about is being consistent. So tip number two, be consistent at something. I said something, you know, like by something, I mean like anything. In 2022, I struggled a lot with consistency and I'm still struggling with it right now. But there was this experience I had with Chinese learning. I decided to stop trying to take out an hour, maybe once or twice a week or once a week to learn Chinese. I thought, why don't I just stick to 10 minutes a day? I've been learning Chinese for a few years now, but just to continue my routine, I thought, let me just stick to 10 minutes a day, because I went about 2 weeks at some point without even touching anything, not without touching anything related to Chinese, but without actively learning the language. And so I realized, oh, this isn't helping. So 10 minutes a day is what I was doing. And just being consistent at that taught me, okay, this is great. I'm improving continually. It's better than waiting till I have the time to go an hour or something. And it encourages me even now to go further. So just knowing that I can be consistent and I can do this at a regular pace gives me the courage to go longer, not longer hours, longer minutes, because I don't do hours, no. Longer minutes learning Chinese. And I want to apply that to my blog, podcast, and every other thing that I'm doing. You can just pick a habit. So what I would say is pick a particular area of your life that you want to improve on, and, you know, ask yourself, what can I do? What habit do I need to set me on the right path towards improvement in this particular area? When you found that habit, pick a frequency within which you want to do that and stick with it. I know this is the hardest part. Consistency is probably one of the qualities I admire most in a person. Like when I find a person who is able to say what they want to do and stick with that thing continually without wavering, I'm so impressed. Probably because I struggle with it a lot. And this is the recipe for greatness. Like when you read the biographies of a lot of great people, you find out that they weren't exactly spectacular or special, but they did things consistently. They picked up a skill and they worked on it every day or every week, or however often you need to. But the key is always show up. Even when you don't want to, just show up. So I hope that you can try this out. I know it works differently for different people. I have a recommendation, a book recommendation for this. It's called Atomic Habits. You've probably heard of it because it's a really popular book for self-development. But Atomic Habits really taught me the importance of just working at things consistently. So I would say in terms of my consistency last year, I did manage to deliver on the majority of my goals, but that was not thanks to me. That was not because of any effort I made. Okay, maybe I'm giving myself too little credit here, but it was mostly because of my friends. I have friends who know what I'm capable of, who know what I can do and probably what I should be doing. And they were constantly pushing me, encouraging me, saying, Praise, you can do better than this. Especially my accountability partner. He did amazing. I would encourage you to get an accountability partner that could also help with consistency. If you feel like you need a push, not necessarily a push, but encouragement every now and then, you know, someone with whom you can relate and who desires the best for you. I think you should try that out. Get an accountability partner and let them help you stay on track. You also help them stay on track with goals and all of that. All right. So the third tip that I'm going to mention is give yourself a fighting chance. So I'm just reminding you, all these are specific to my experience and what I noticed last year and what I think I can do better this year. Give yourself a fighting chance. Too many times, I and probably a lot of other people, we just tell ourselves that we're not good enough, maybe for a position, an opportunity. It's bad enough that people give you rejection letters every now and then, but it's terrible when you're the one who does that to yourself even before you give yourself a chance. It's important to estimate your skills and abilities and say, okay, maybe I'm not at this level yet, but you should still try. So too often last year, there were opportunities that came my way, especially early in the year. And I just thought to myself, nah, I probably can't do this. Nah, I'm probably not good enough for this. And you should not do that to yourself. So when I say give yourself a fighting chance, you rejecting yourself is basically denying yourself of every single opportunity you could have had, whether by luck or by any random chance to succeed. And basically, you're going to get the same result as you would have if maybe you had been handed the rejection. So if I'm applying for a position, a scholarship, a job, whatever it is, if you're applying for something or attempting to do something in life, when you apply, you can get a no or a yes. When you don't apply, it's like saying, okay, this is a definite no. But what happens is, I guess you can tell yourself, nah, maybe if I had applied or put in enough effort, then I probably would have gotten this position. So it kind of saves you a little bit of dignity. I don't even know if that is supposed to be salvaging your dignity or something. But at the end of the day, you're going to end up with a lot of regrets. So any dignity you manage to salvage is just going to be, it's going to be inconsequential when you compare it to the regrets that you're going to pile up over the years. You're going to think later in the future, why exactly did I not try? Why exactly did I stop myself from doing this? Because at the end of the day, no one's going to penalize you for trying. If you try and you fail, that's all good. And failure is a part of life. When you get rejected, for example, and they tell you, I'm sorry, you're not good enough in this area, you get to know the reason. You can get feedback and you can let someone tell you, okay, I think you need to improve on this. You need to work on this. I personally need to build the courage to just accept when I'm not good enough at something, to face the facts, you know, not telling yourself, maybe I'm not good enough, and then walking away from it, just refusing to face reality, and maybe imagining in some random world that if you had given your best, you probably would have gotten this opportunity. No, you cannot have both worlds and say, okay, maybe I'm good and maybe I'm not. The best thing is to face reality and tell yourself the truth. Am I good enough? If the answer is no, then you find out where you need to improve yourself, improve on your skills especially. And if you find out that the answer is yes, then that gives you courage to push for more and to persevere. You should have the courage to persevere in either case, but you get my point. I'm just saying, don't give yourself a rejection letter before it's handed to you, right? Give yourself a fighting chance. Try your very best. And if at the end of the day it doesn't work out, then you know you have really done everything that was within your power to do. But of course, we always hope that it works out. So I wish you all the best in that area. And because you have stayed this long in the video, I'm going to give you one bonus tip, an extra, is this a lesson? Well, it's something I tell myself every now and then, especially these days. I would say, live your best life. Live your best life. Well, that sounds cheesy, but what I truly mean by that is do the things that you want to do. I don't mean you should be irresponsible. I'm an advocate for responsibility, taking responsibility for your life and also being responsible for your family, those around you. You should be caring and all of those amazing things, but you should know when you are over denying yourself, when you've gone just too far. So what I tell myself is, in reality, no one cares. I don't mean no one cares about you. I mean, well, at the end of the day, when you're older, as you grow older, you realize the spotlight is not on you in the world. There are not so many eyes that are fixed on you. People aren't thinking about you all the time. Maybe you started something and you started a business. You went on a journey. You did something out of the ordinary. You're thinking, what are people going to say? They're going to say this is not like me. They're going to say I'm trying to be this or I'm trying to be that, and this is so not fashionable or whatever that is. At the end of the day, people don't really care. Everyone has their own set of problems to deal with. They're fighting to, you know, make ends meet or make a way for themselves in a particular field, and people don't have time to think about you the whole day. So live your life. And stop trying to follow the trend all the time. It's just going to make you empty and tired. What you want to do is to stay authentic. The thing is, you might be wrong. So I don't mean that by always doing what you think is right and trying out new things and doing the things you want to do, that you're always going to be right. You might be dead wrong. But the thing is, when you're used to being authentic, you always seek the truth. And by the time you discover the truth, you will authentically live up the truth as well. So if you're going to do things in the wrong way, let it be that you really think that what you're doing is right. So it means that you're not going to be an easy person to push around. Because if you're doing the right thing and you're just doing that because it's a trend, or it's because everyone agrees with your opinion, then the moment that right thing becomes the unpopular opinion, you're also going to get swayed. So I would say live up your authentic life. Maybe that's a better phrase than saying living your best life. I do want you to live your best life, and I hope that I can live my best life as well. But what I mean by that is do the things you feel you should be doing, the things you feel are right. Try out those things that seem crazy and that people in your circle might not necessarily find normal. But do it if it represents who you really are. And if you keep being authentic, you will find people that will come around you because of that authenticity. You will eventually find your crowd. Don't try to pull a crowd by being who you're not. Stick to who you are and you will find the people who want to listen to you. So I think that's about it. And I just want to say thank you for watching this clip to the end, if you're watching on YouTube, or for listening up to this point. If you have any questions whatsoever, you can always contact me through the links in the description. And please do leave a comment, share your opinion on this episode. Share probably your own 3 tips, or maybe more than that, your own tips for 2023, what you learned in 2022. I'll be so happy to hear them. So that's about it for today. Until next time, stay happy, stay healthy, stay beautiful, and thank you. Bye.